listener production.
Snuggle up with 20 minutes of the fur balls coughed up by two of the cutest little kittens wrestling their way across the on-demand ecosphere.
Aww.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, 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 Alex Dyson, you had a smug few couple of months there, but I tell you what, it's not just NBA players seeing a little bit of rebound action. Oh, the crypto's coming back, my man! Oh, I've
really
seen some very healthy gains coming off the back of some absolute flop banks falling apart in the US. Shout outs and commiserations to anyone who has lost significant amount of money in some of these banks folding, SVB, etc.
Right, so people have seen these physical banks tripping over and they thought, well, the future is back in crypto.
Well, that's it. I mean, even people like Sharon Stone just got up on stage last week announcing, you know, giving an award. I can't remember the exact award, but she's like, this is tough times, people. I've just lost half my money.
Because of this bank thing.
Yeah, exactly, mate. People are struggling. I mean, well, rich people like Sharon Stone. But like that's still, it's still, money is disappearing. Like it's literally, it's gone. Banks having to, I mean, federal government having to come in, make guarantees on people's accounts. People are struggling to get it out, withdrawals, etc. It's all happening, but you know what is safe as houses, mate?
Meme internet points.
Pretend money that no one understands. That is right. Fake internet money.
Which maybe one day we could use, but right now it's just it just makes a few graphs you can look at.
That is it. So I'll be safe with my crypto, thank you very much. And if everything keeps going the way it is, my daughter will be going to a top-tier public school. So we hope you are well on this Friday morning. Hope you're having a good one. Let's jump in.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Alex Dyson, I'm going to need you to turn producer Bron's mic on right now, please.
Oop, let me take the lock off this. Pop in the passcode. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. All right, yep, she's with us now. Bron, your mic is live. Please, no defaming or swear words. Thank you.
Please don't let us regret this, Bron. All right, here we go. This is a question for both of you.
You should have just dropped a C-bomb or something, Bron.
I was thinking about it.
We would have bleeped it, but it would have been funny.
All right, here's a genuine question, and I mean this quite sincerely. And it comes off a headline that I saw from glossy.co, okay, which is a beauty, fashion, lifestyle magazine website.
How'd you come across this?
This is the headline.
Whoa, how'd you come across it?
Because I was Googling this particular topic. I was just interested in what thoughts were, and this is their headline on this take. And I'm asking you this question, both of you. Is Be Real in its flop era? Serious question. Is it done and dusted? Is it 6 feet under? When was the last time you thought, yep, I can't wait?
Well, I'll take you to a restaurant in Melbourne, the middle of Melbourne, on Saturday night. Me sitting diagonally across from Bron Doizak. She goes, well, do you remember what you said, Bron? I'll because he didn't remember the wine earlier in the week.
I imagine it was like, it's time to be real.
Yeah. He goes, guys, the Be Real's gone off. Here we go. And me and Bron took them. M, the other member of the team, said, is Be Real still a thing?
Well, that's it. And M used to be in charge of our socials and is one of the head digital people in this particular company. So, I mean, what are we thinking?
Well, the conversation we had at the time is like, yeah, I probably don't look at other people's Be Reels as much and find, you know, oh, that's what they're up to today. That's what they're up to today. I don't usually go through everyone's from top to bottom and make sure I know. I do keep getting the notifications of someone else has posted late, someone else has posted late. But I do find when you go to the calendar and you look back at the things you've done every day, that is a cool feature, which in a year I would find interesting to go back and look into. But as a social media connection app, it's getting a little floppy.
It is, isn't it? Bron, you nodded a little bit when I asked you that question, and you're one of its most avid followers.
I still do it, but I agree it's definitely in its flop era. And I've been having this conversation with a lot of friends the last couple of weeks. hardly anyone's posting when it's happening. People are waiting till they're out doing something, if they're posting at all.
Mm.
Some people aren't just haven't jumped on recently either. So I think it is in its flop era.
Is it going to do what every other app does? Is like when a different app comes along, like when Snapchat came along, Instagram puts up the stories, you know, and then TikTok comes along and they start doing video. Are they, Be Real going to be going, we now support 1 minute videos so creators can put up their own sort of, you know, real things.
The problem with me for Be Real is that you can't really just follow randoms. It's a kind of, you have to be friends with people. You can't just follow anyone you want.
But it's just really boring stuff.
No, but it's like, can you, you know, is The Rock on Be Real? You know, can I see where what The Rock is up to in his Be Real? Probably not, right? You got to really be connected to people. You have to sort of follow or be friends.
Do you mean Dwayne Johnson, or do you want to keep tabs on Chris Rock just to make sure he's watching him?
Well, an article according to TechCrunch.com says that Meta, aka Facebook, is internally testing a Be Real like thing called Roll Call, right, in Messenger. So basically that would be exactly the same thing where you just, you know, calls out and then you post it and then it's good to go. My feeling will be that Instagram should buy Be Real and then you can do
a Be Real in stories.
All the things in Be Real, but with all the people that you already follow. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you could do that. I just saw Be Real over the weekend. I think they've said you can add what song you're listening to on Spotify at that moment when the Be Real goes off.
Okay.
But
I mean, that's sort of interesting, but
do you want to Be Real with that? I mean, it depends what you're bumping.
Mate, I mean, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Once Sophia gets out of daycare, wherever I'm driving after that, I couldn't be bothered changing it. Let It Go is still going to be bopping. All right. Moana is still bopping.
Mm.
I've looking at some stats here. It said that the US downloads in the last month from the 2022 peak has been down 95%. Okay. So that's a bit ouch. It was ranked 8th place as of February for social media platforms, and the ranking among all apps declined from 64th to 109th.
Damn.
In recent times.
Well, what does that mean for the Matt and Alex audio Be Real? Is that in its flop era?
Absolutely not, Alex Dyson. All right. Much in the same way that in 2007, I wrote a blog post on my MySpace declaring that Facebook was a waste of time. I will not be pronouncing Be Real dead.
Oh, there's something extremely funny about on MySpace going, this thing will never take off.
I was like, these are so many reasons why MySpace is better than Facebook, man. Earnestly, like fully earnestly.
You're like the guy that said the car is a passing fad, but the horse is here to stay.
Yeah, the internet is a waste of time. People will always go to libraries, man.
Oh, Matt O'Kine, the CEO of Blockbuster Video, mailing DVDs to people. Your company is doomed.
Mark my words, Alex Dyson, audio Be Real is here to stay.
Fit check.
Alex Dyson, back in my day.
Oh, no.
Yeah, every has there
ever been a good opinion that has been shared following that?
Mate, back in my day, you used to get an album, right? Maybe once a month if you were lucky. Realistically, on your birthday, you might get a CD.
Yep.
And that CD would last. Oh, you'd flog it front to back.
I'm surprised CDs aren't making a comeback. Why people don't do that over vinyl. Because
I mean,
for the first time, it was only recently, vinyl overtook CDs in sales.
But I mean, I used to just listen to songs on the CD, the filler tracks that were just garbage, but you'd listen to them anyway because that's all you had to do. There was nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Right, you only had like one album to listen to, so you listened to every song. You knew all the words.
Till you started burning your own mixtapes, and then it was back bang.
But bands, I mean, I remember things like Guns N' Roses, Estranged, 9 minutes, November Rain, 8 minutes.
Yep.
Bohemian Rhapsody, 8 minutes. Just tune skis.
Mm.
Then the old radio edit came along. I mean, it was well and truly in its prime when we were growing up. The old 3 minutes 30.
Mm.
Right? It was to keep things nice and snappy on the radio.
And now people are making 2 minute songs for streaming services.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I was talking to an artist recently. They're going to bring out a song, well intentioned, absolutely. You know, they're like, no, the next single's going to be a minute 45.
We're down in bloody Spider Bait Buy Me a Pony territory here now.
Right? A bit of Grinspoon Just Ace.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and that's just going to be the norm now. Okay. So I'm looking at a.
Sub two.
Yeah. And I reckon the 1 minute 45 or even probably the 1 minute 30 is the new radio edit.
I remember, like, when we were hosting on Triple J Breakfast, you see how long the song goes for. And so it was very interesting. I think the one I remember that was the shortest was The Vaccines, Rah Rah Radio Wrecking Ball. It was about a minute 19 seconds.
Mm. And now that would be perfect because it's all about TikTok and the streaming.
Mm.
They want you to get through the song quicker,
mm-hmm.
so you have to listen to it again. Suddenly, you go from between earning 004 and 008
cents
per stream.
But you get the same amount of money for a minute 45 song as you would an 8 minute.
A 9 minute. Yeah, exactly. Right? So why bother? Why would you bother? So suddenly, you're just dropping 1 minute 45. No bridge. No breakdown.
You kidding me? You kidding me?
And so that's it. So I was looking at a couple of statistics. Because services like Spotify, okay, this is according to dancemusicnw.com. Because services like Spotify and Apple Music are now responsible for 75% of the industry's overall revenue, right? So it's all about that. They're just trying to get as many clicks as they can, especially with TikTok as well. All they need is the chorus, really, and then stuff blows up.
Some of the videos that have entered my TikTok algorithm are about what was doing really well on TikTok, short videos, right? 7 seconds, even less than that, you know, getting down to Vine territory, but they're not doing very well anymore. Because I think the big wigs, the old algorithm doctors, are like, well, you want people to spend as much time on this app as possible. And so longer videos, we're going to be pushing them because then it encourages people to stay on the app longer. So maybe the streaming services will start going, well, it isn't about songs. It's about time spent in our app.
And then the long songs start coming back.
Then suddenly we've got the unedited version of All My Friends by LCD Sound System.
What are the 45 minutes?
I don't think it's 45. But then maybe one of my favorite videos on YouTube will make the leap from just that website to Spotify and you have a 10-hour Darude sandstorm, you know, that you can stay on all day.
Do you know when you think about it, right? Because I remember back in my great-great-granddad's day.
Yep.
Real musicians, mate. Real musicians. I'm talking
none
your
of
Bachs.
These bleeps and bloops, mate.
I'm talking your Bachs, your Beethovens.
Yeah. Well,
they wouldn't drop anything less than bloody 45 minutes. You think I'm going to get my petticoat on?
Come out with my binoculars on a stick. But Beethoven comes out, plays a minute 45, and he's out back out the back. Are you kidding me? Ode to Joy. I'm not having my maid pull up my corsets for anything less than a half hour symphony. Thank you.
And I reckon bring it back.
You reckon bring back the symphony.
Bring it back. It has to be like that. Otherwise, it's just not worth it.
Damn.
Anyways.
Well, back in my day, all day breakfast episodes went for about 48 minutes. Do we have to go back to that?
None of this measly 22.
Yeah.
The old TikTok edit. Yeah, that's it. Just no, the Continental. Continental Matt and Alex. Hope you're having a good one.
Well, it has come to the end of another fun week here at All Day Breakfast, and we love at this point putting you up on the stage, turning on the spotlight, and reading out your correspondence as part of the Matt and Alex mailbag.
Yeah, that's right. We always love hearing from you on at matt.n.alex on Instagram or even mattandalex.com.au. And today is no different. Fridays, we highlight some of the messages that we weren't able to get to during the week. We want you to know that we see you and we hear you.
There's a message from Ray about work safety signs when we talked about that, saying, I know a workplace where someone burnt themselves on a kettle. So all the kettles had to add a may be hot label.
Look, it is true though. I mean, how many times have you been like, has this kettle been boiled recently? You touch it, you're like, oh, that's hot. Nope, just me. All right, fine. Maybe I should be taking the advice that I give my 4-year-old daughter as well. Don't touch the kettle ever. That's what I say. Don't ever touch. Doesn't matter whether you think it's, whether you haven't heard it, never touch it.
Mm.
You never know.
Same like snakes. Maybe bitey, but may not. You never know. Let's go to James now. He's actually sent us a voice message as well, getting his silky vocals on the podcast when it comes to what I mentioned the other day, which is the odds game.
Hey, Matt, Alex, Bron. Here's a mailbag with mild squirmy warning about the what are the odds games. Me and a mate were backpacking China about 10 years ago, and we just learnt what are the odds. And we're at this super weird rich club that had gold-plated things everywhere. So we're both in the bathroom at midnight and the urinals were gold-plated. And I was like, hey man, what are the odds that you test to see if the gold is real like pirates used to and bite it? And he said 10, which is wild. I don't know why. And he lost. And midstream, he just bent down and then put his mouth on the urinal. Like an absolute champ. It was hilarious.
Did he say champ or did he mean to say chomp?
Gave the gold a chomp like a pirate while weeing into this gold urinal.
That would only be worth it if he left with a mouthful of the gold.
Yeah.
Like actually left with a chunk of it in his mouth. Then I would understand.
Golden chowder. Goodness.
TJ also got in touch with us with regards to Brisbane.
Okay, this one's for the mailbag. Stand by Matt's statement. The Valley is the only true party arena left in Australia. It's a Monday night, 1 a.m. and I'm at Rick's Bar and it is cranking on 7 different levels. Yeah.
Thank you very much, TJ.
That's cool. He's at the club just like, yeah, this is it. I got to tell the boys. That's so good, TJ. Thank you. That's like our second mailbag in a row where people have been out at the clubs.
In the clubs.
And you hear in the background the two girls from last week who were who out and bonded over the
Man,
shared love of the pod.
This just makes me think that DJs have got to broaden their... like playlists to include podcasts. Okay.
Exactly. Everyone at the club's already thinking all day breakfast. Just chuck on a Tuesday app in between your Fred again and your little Dom Dollar. Just have Matt and Alex in here talking about, I don't know, water bottles. Water bottle
man,
cleanliness.
I love this app. Oh, I love this. No, wait for this line, man. Wait for this line. Oh, this is so good. Oh, but thank you for getting in touch with us, as always. We genuinely, truly love it, and we couldn't do this show without you, so please keep in touch. Anything that pops into your head, no matter where you are, what you're doing, chuck the little recorder on and send us a message, whether it's in text, whether it's in voicemail, or whether it's just a good old-fashioned DM.
That's it. Thank you very much for chilling, and we will catch you with another episode on Monday.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.